Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville's redevelopment of the city's East Bank has been years in the making. While the area is still largely a sea of concrete, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports things are starting to get off the ground.
Hundreds gathered this week in a large, empty parking lot. Outfitted with shovels and confetti, city and project leaders celebrated the groundbreaking of the first residential building on the East Bank. That included developer Michael Fallon.
This is when the project stops becoming something that's on paper and starts becoming something that we're doing.
But this isn't all the city's newest neighborhood has had to toast to recently. Last month, TPAC released design plans for its new facility on the East Bank. Oracle looks ready to start building a new pedestrian bridge this summer, connecting its East Bank campus to Germantown. And last week, the NFL announced the new Nissan Stadium, a controversial taxpayer-subsidized facility, would host the 2030 Super Bowl. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell said the stadium was intrinsically linked to the new neighborhood.
By 2030, this place will look a lot different than it does today. Not everything along the central waterfront will be finished, but there will be some important new neighbors to the stadium.
An open-to-the-public kickoff party for the residential building will be held on the East Bank this Saturday. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Accusations about a Davidson County judge falling asleep at the bench have led to a landmark ruling in favor of open court records. Here's how it happened. A couple of years ago, the Nashville Banner reported on Davidson County Criminal Court Judge Cheryl Blackburn, who was falling asleep on the job and misremembering the names of attorneys. The Banner sought access to filings that attorneys had submitted, questioning her competence to serve. But the paper found Blackburn had sealed the records without a proper order and then recused herself from the case. None of that was reflected in the public case docket. The Banner sued to view the filings. It was initially denied, but this month, the Tennessee Supreme Court sided with the news outlet. The court also said the existence of sealed records should not be deleted from public databases. Blackburn retired last year after nearly 30 years on the bench. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.